Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And you know, Benny, we used a word earlier this week, and well, I use it a lot anyway, but it's the word juicy. I love the word juicy. Why do I love the word juicy?
It means so much.
It does. I mean, it's succulent. It's just delicious.
Is that going to be your newest word for next week?
That's going to be next week. And actually, by the way, we're going to be doing giveaways, and what you'll have to do is know the word of the week. So we've got this whole new thing that we're doing out of this word juicy.
You're making me really hungry.
I know. It's great. You know, I ate my breakfast before I came in here. Unusual.
Not fair.
Well, juicy is the way I describe my next guest. I hope he's not going to be insulted. But it goes beyond who he is. It goes to the very core of what he's decided to do in this lifetime. And that's what I love. You know, when I use the word juicy for me, you know, most people would think about it and they think about something that's on the outside. But if you really look at the word juicy, you understand that the juice comes from within. Wow, that was really good. Oh, my God. I have these moments.
I let you have your moment.
Oh, gee. And so, you know, that's what I've discovered about juice. And that's what I've discovered about my own life. And we talked about this yesterday with Debrina. The deal is, if you get all dried up and your soul withers away, then how could you absolutely expect to have a juicy life? Well, my guest today, Robert Ohoto, is joining me here today. He is a renowned writer, teacher. He's an intuitive consultant, astrologer. I love that. I can't wait till he like that. Talks to me about my job. And he is the author of Transforming Fate into Destiny. And so when we chat with him today and we think about the many, many things he studied, mythology, Christian mythicism, Kabbalah, Jungian psychology, Buddhism, Eastern philosophy, and, you know, we look at his life and we see the direction that he has taken and decided to take. The word juicy becomes a very, very easy description, not just for who he is, but for the work that he does with others, helping them create their lives, transforming fate into destiny. And so I am so thrilled to have Robert joining us here today, because this is, as you've noticed on the Dr. Pat Show, we are all about getting out of the gate in 2008, and we want to bring everyone out there with us. So, Robert, I'm so thrilled. Benny and I are jazzed to have you on the show today. And I want to thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, you and I were talking during the break, and Benny as well. And, you know, we're looking at this book about fate and destiny. And
right.
I've been having these conversations this week, I mean, especially around this idea of luck. And so I want to talk with you a little bit about fate and destiny. But before I do, I want to ask you this question, because,
sure.
You know, I've looked at your work. I love what you're doing, and you're helping so many people. And every time I look at someone like this, and this is just about everybody I have on the show, you know, there's always a question that comes to mind. Robert, did you just like pop out this way, or did you go through life and overcome obstacles, trials, tribulations to bring you to this moment? And that's what I'd love for you to share with us. You know, how have you gotten from who Robert was then to who you are now?
Well, there definitely have been obstacles. I didn't pop out this way, per se. I grew up in a very rough family. I had two alcoholic parents. One was a drug addict. And I also had my father commit suicide. So I've seen my share of some rough times. And I think what out of that happened was, I think what I did come into this world with was some sort of inner knowing that pulled me through those times and kept me conscious that there was a reason, a purpose behind every event that I encountered and every obstacle that befell me. And so it has been a journey. And I think this book is sort of a culmination in many regards. And that's why I do share some of my own personal stories in the book of that journey. I've had to transform a lot of my own fate into destiny in this life. And I certainly didn't just show up on the planet with the character I would say I have now, it's still evolving. I mean, there's still obstacles that come, so it's not done yet. It never is, but it's taken quite a long time to get here, and it's been a fairly circuitous path, actually. And it's interesting. This is not what I had ever thought I'd be doing either, which is what I always say destiny really is, that I never thought I would, and the blank space that you have after that is destiny. It's the stuff that you're called to that almost bypasses your ego's mm-hmm. wounds and yeah. calls you out into your empowerment. And it always will translate into service to other people as well.
You know, I love what you're talking about. My listeners definitely that have been listening to the show for a long time, you know, they've heard me say this over and over again. And this is really at the core of what I want to ask you about is that, you know, I definitely, if I were to fill the blank on that sentence you just asked,
right.
definitely, you know, for me, I radio was absolutely nowhere on my radar. Nowhere.
Sure, sure.
And had I not dialed a wrong phone number, it still wouldn't be. And
wow.
so, you know, so this is the conversation, and this is why I'm so jazzed to be talking with you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, I think destiny is really about the discovery of your mystery. You know, it's about the part of you that you've not experienced as a soul yet, that you're discovering about who you are in your eternity of who you are. And then you bring that forward through, and life pushes you to bring it forward through challenges and through the fate you're given. I always say that, you know, one way to simplify it is to say that life deals you this hand, and then your destiny is how you play that hand out in life. You know, there's certain things that we cannot change that are just part of what I would say a mortal experience of fate. And there's certain things that we can transform. And it's learning to know the difference as well that becomes also very important in shaping your path and shaping destiny.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is, you know, the role you play in life. And you obviously have had to say yes to what you're doing, and including the writing of your book. And one of the things that, you know, comes to mind is the work that you do and what you talk about in the book and having to do with intuitive astrology. And I love that term. I have a sense of what it means because I've been in the presence of people that provide guidance, not just from this is the way it lines up, this is the way it is. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about what that means and how that factors in to the book that you have written.
Oh, I'd love to share that with you. That's very exciting for me to talk about. Intuitive astrology is really a brand new field. What we are coming from is more of a medieval approach of astrology in our culture, which is, you know, that there's these sort of fated parameters that are fixed, that you can't change, which is true to some degree. But now that we know we live in a quantum and archetypal world where we understand patterns and we understand energy better, it demands a new approach to all of our intuitive tools, whether it's astrology or tarot or whatever it may be that one uses to kind of get a different conduit into the unconscious. But for me, what intuitive astrology is, I'll just sort of tell you how I evolved into it, is that I started out right away learning astrology through a metaphysical organization I was part of, and it was part of the curriculum. This was when I was in my very, like, 20 years old, actually. And I was really good with astrology right away. I just had I'm very good with symbols. I'm very good with foreign languages. I learned them very fast. I can speak them fluently very quickly. And astrology was just like another language to me. So I learned it very fast in terms of the language of it. After a while, I started doing charts on people, you know, experimentally, and I started to realize that I had something more going on because I was getting information that isn't necessarily in the birth chart. So, for example, before someone came to me for a reading, I would know that if they were sexually abused as a child, or I would know if their father was an alcoholic. And these aren't things that you can just necessarily look at a birth chart and get. They're intuitive that you just sort of get this knowing about somebody and a feeling about somebody. And that just began to become a component to the readings. And I could kind of hide behind astrology initially and use the birth chart as a sort of a place to be safe and experiment with my intuition. And then I began to realize, wow, I had an up-and-running skill. So what happened was I took a break from actually at one point after my father committed suicide from doing this sort of work. I had to heal myself and work on my own issues. And then when I came back to the intuitive arts, I just read people without the chart for a while. And also at the same time met up with Carolyn Mace, who's a dear friend of mine, who's an incredible intuitive herself. And so then I began to come back to astrology again with new eyes and was drawn into, again, mythology, the classics, and understanding astrology as a tool. And the way that I would language the tool of astrology is that, you know, it's a map of synchronicity. It's not a map of causality. In other words, I don't believe the planets cause anything to happen. That's not what I believe. I believe what they do is they mirror synchronicity, which means inner experiences in the outer world at the same time are in alignment, because as we understand through quantum theory, there is no separation, all is one. There's no locality either. So what astrology, and that's what the ancients were doing when they were looking in the skies and projecting into the stars their psyches, where they were mapping out the creative processes of this time-space dimension that we call Earth, and how archetypally patterns maneuver and create reality here. So our souls, before we come here, from my point of view, you know, they're kind of coached by what I would say your guides would say to your soul, that there already are creative patterns managing reality on Earth that you're going to be faded into as part of your journey and create within. And so that's where accessing, and the subtitle of my book is A Dialogue with Your Soul, becomes really important, because that's where you get your power to transform and work within these patterns of reality, and that's where we start to co-create reality as well. So intuitive astrology is the yoking of another way of saying this is like the birth chart. I could look at your birth chart, and it could be the chart of a dog. But what's going to differentiate you from the dog is the soul animating that structure of the chart, and that's what intuition brings to the table. It goes into the soul.
I love this conversation. Wow. I am so thrilled that Robert Ojeda is joining me here today. I'm telling you that this is one of, you know, for me, one of the most interesting books I've read in a long time. And we want to make sure that you all know about it, Transforming Fate into Destiny. This is a new dialogue with your soul. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking with Robert about, beyond the book, how do we move from the cards that we so called are dealt to the cards that we truly want. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and Robert Ojeda joining us here today. Are you in the fate? Are you making it happen? We'll be right back.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The lifelong guidelines and life skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9811.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at TampaBayWellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Toprasin.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin.com or 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Okay, there we go. That's my flash dance. Move on, you Benny. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Somebody said, hey, Dr. P. They said, are you going to change the show to the Dr. P Show? I said, I don't know. We've got so many different names of the show. It is the Dr. Pat Show. You can call me Dr. P if you like. Benny calls me Pistol Pack and Patty. And since I've just massacred my guest's name, which is Robert Ojado.
Yeah.
Instead of,
there
yes,
it is.
Robert Ojado joining me here today, transforming fate into destiny. And, you know, we're having this conversation, fate, karma, destiny. But what we wanted to do was we wanted you to have an experience with Robert. And so what we've decided to do is open up the phone line so you can actually get a sense of what it's like to have an intuitive astrology reading with him. And so we're going to be taking your calls from anywhere because this is our anywhere hour. And we'd love to give you that 800 number, but you're going to need some information for us. Kind of similar to what you do, I think, with the other folks we have on. So we're going to need your date of birth, your time of birth, and your place of birth. Is that right, Robert?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Date of birth, time of birth, place of birth. And if none of you call in, then he can do my chart. 1-800, or maybe Benny's, 1-800-930-2819 is our toll-free number. And you'll be able to get a mini reading with Robert. 1-800-930-2819. I told you, all I need to do is give out the numbers. The phones, like, are off the hook. Benny is busy, busy, busy. So Benny is actually off the hook today because we won't be doing his chart. And I'm glad we did that early, Robert. You know, we were talking about fate and destiny.
Right.
And I went to an astrologer once, and I want you to hear this question and then answer it in the context of your book.
Okay.
Went to an astrologer once, and, you know, she looked at my chart, and I didn't know anything about what they call esoteric astrology, but I do know. So I went to this woman, and she looked at my chart, and she had like a gazillion charts in front of her, right? And so, you know, she looked at my birth chart, and she said, you know what? There's really nothing going on here. I said, okay, do I have to pay you? You know, no, it was like, she says, you know, this is just like really, you know, like this is, look at the chart. She said, look, everything is over here. She said, however, when I move this forward into where you are now in your life, and I think you know the language better than I do, transit charts, solar return. She said, when I move this forward, it gets very exciting. And so what I wanted you to speak to in terms of the book is, you know, this idea of fate and destiny, and how does birth time and life evolution contribute to whether we live our lives as victims or we live our lives as victorious?
Well, you know, the birth chart represents, in essence, what I call your cosmic contract. I believe that every soul, every one of us made it an agreement before we incarnated here with fate and destiny, actually. And part of the fate is, to get more mundane about this, you know, you're agreeing to be born somewhere on a historical timeline into a culture, into a society, into a family. All those things are part of your fate. You can't change that once you're here. You can't decide, you know, I didn't really want to be born in the United States, in the South, in a Baptist fundamentalist family. It's done, you know. And I, by the way, I'd rather not have been born white. I would have preferred to have been born. I mean, these are things that are, once we're here, you can't change them. And they become part of what the soul's agreed to as part of a creative journey in the world. So that is also in the birth chart to an extent. But what's more notably in the birth chart in terms of astrology and looking at the symbolism is the patterns that you were born into, and also the collective generational inheritance you come into and step into, that you've got to negotiate as part of your journey in this world. So what happens is what she was doing was progressing your chart forward. You start to look at, it's sort of like looking at a seed, an apple seed. So we know the apple seed has in its programming the instructions to become an apple tree. Just like the birth chart has mm-hmm. within its code the programming to evolve into some kind of consciousness and personality and ego structure that, in your case, we'd say Dr. Pat. So there's potential in everyone to become, and what the chart represents in one level is what you've been contracted to become. And the sun sign, so, you know, when's your birthday, Pat?
December 11th.
So your sun is
I'm
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, yeah.
Right. That is
sun in Sagittarius, Taurus rising, moon in Capricorn.
So your contract is to evolve into Sagittarian consciousness. It's not that you innately are a Sagittarius. You might resonate with some of those qualities now, but it's something you're, in terms of that pattern, growing into, growing with, creating through, coordinating identity with.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't look at the sun sign like, well, you're a Sagittarius, so you're all about truth and seeking and questing for understanding the universe. I mean, these are qualities that you are engaged into by what life brings to you, what fate and destiny both interweave into your journey. So that's the way I look at that. It's a developmental process. Life is, destiny is actually a verb, not a noun. Fate is more of a noun.
It's uh-huh, like, right.
It's, boom, there it is. You know, and the destiny becomes the action, the verb, through the power of choice, most notably, that we unfold that. And this book, I should add, is not an astrology book. It's a book that I brought forward to make these ideas accessible to everybody. Because I've worked with hundreds and thousands of people over the 15 years I've been doing this professionally, mm-hmm. and I realized, you know, there's really some, I chart collective patterns, I chart collective psychic processes, and I could see we really need to have a dialogue with these things, fate and destiny.
Well, and you know, the things that I want to point out in the book that maybe we haven't so far is, and thank you, Robert, for talking about that. No, the book is not an astrology book in the sense that we're talking about right now. However, what I want to say is that, you know, if you're looking at uncovering your personal destiny, which includes acceptance, authentic choice, surrender, prayer, and the law of attraction, if you're really into uncovering this and not falling, you know, flat out part of the cards that were dealt you,
sure.
This is what the book is going to help you with. That's why That's why I love what you're doing.
Yeah, and actually to come back to your other question about victim consciousness, you know, at the root of victim consciousness is a profound denial of our fate, and I'll explain that. So, you know, what we do as victims is we say, the victim speaks this way, this is fair, or this is unfair. That's how the victim sees life.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we're caught in that perception of this is fair or unfair, people spend their whole lives there. And what happens is destiny passes you by. You cannot get engaged in destiny if you're stuck in your victim. You cannot be victorious and move into Nike, which is Greek for victory, without looking at that, hey, my soul chose some of these experiences. It might be better to use those tools you mentioned to transform these experiences into something that affirms not only your life, but the lives of other people. That's really what destiny is about. And victim consciousness becomes an anchor to that, you know. And transforming that into something that you are affirmed by, and it's accepting your fate, and then making a different choice out of that acceptance. And then through that, surrendering over whatever you cannot control, and then you use prayer as a way of getting in the divine involved, realizing you're co-creating reality, and then the law of attraction, take personal responsibility for your positivism, and you animate the greatest potential of every circumstance by being positive and grateful. And all those fundamental things will transform fate into destiny.
You know, Robert, I mean, when we look at the journey and we look at what you've brilliantly put in a book that I actually believe will help people let go of victimization forever. You know, we look at the law of attraction. We look at, you know, what soul prayers and ego prayers are. You know, I'm really struck by the way you differentiate this. And my question is, when we talk about soul prayers and ego prayers, and we now collaborate with or integrate that into the law of attraction, what does one take us down one path and one to another?
Yeah, you know, it's very tricky because the law of attraction right now is getting a lot of hype in our culture right now. And I think it's overinflated. I mean, you can't use the law of attraction to make the sun rise in the west and set in the east. I mean, we've got to be realistic about it. It does have limits, and it's not the only law in the universe. There's other laws. And so when we talk about praying, what is prayer? Prayer is, to me, is an invocation to the divine to intervene on your behalf through grace. And so it kind of, to think that we're all the only one animating our reality is a little narcissistic, actually, because there are other forces that we're not even conscious of creating reality as well, and we're co-creating collectively reality as well. So prayer says, let me give you an example of an ego prayer. An ego prayer would say, you know, well, I'll give you one of my own. An ego prayer would be, I want my book to be a bestseller, you know? That's an ego prayer, right? But a soul prayer would say, I want my book to reach as many people as it's intended to and help as many people transform as it can. Because then you leave the result up to the universe. You don't attach and grasp at, through your ego, the result. And something about soul prayers, there's humility, there's a sense of surrender, of letting go, and really wanting the energy of the universe to come in and animate the highest good for all. And we don't always know what that is through our myopic, small view of our ego, which, you know, it's just, and I give two examples of an ego and a soul prayer in the book that will help people really differentiate for themselves when they're praying and how they're doing it, because I think it's crucial. And then prayer becomes an ask. So, for example, law of attraction is about, you know, let me think positive thoughts every day and animate positivism, which is great. That is absolutely powerful. But sometimes you're having a bad day, and what you have to do is pray to the universe and say, look, I can't animate anything positive today. Do it for me.
Absolutely. You and, you know, we're going to take a short break. We've got all of our phone lines filled because we love our listeners and they love us. And, you know, I want to kind of end this segment. We're going to go to break. Robert Ojado joining us here today. And, you know, I want to share what my, you know, I don't know if it's a mantra, but Robert, I'd like your feedback on it.
Sure.
And here's what I kick into gear some days. I now accept all that I have hoped for and believe in. There is nothing in me that can doubt that good will make its appearance in my experience. There is nothing in me that can dissipate my faith or dim its clear realization. I see everyone that which I know to be true about myself. I see it in everyone that which I know to be true about myself. Therefore, everyone I think of is blessed by my thought. Let's take a short break. Robert Ojado joining us here today. We are going to do some real live connection with Robert. I'm loving it. It's juicy. Is it destiny? Or is it fate? We'll be right back.
Go Green at the Go Green Expo, New York City's largest eco-friendly consumer trade show on April 26th and 27th. Purchase the latest eco-friendly products and services from hundreds of exhibitors and learn from the best of green leaders. Visit GoGreenExpo.com. Learn how to green your life and help your environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders. Go Green Expo on April 26th and 27th in New York City. Visit GoGreenExpo.com.
Do you or a loved one have chronic pain? ABC Health Solutions introduces Ferroblock, a fabric that relieves chronic pain with no side effects. Ferroblock's unique construction of micro-thin stainless steel and nylon interrupts EMFs, or high-frequency waves, from damaging our cells, causing inflammation and pain. Call 253-631-8270 or visit abchealthsolutions.biz to see a short video regarding Ferroblock. That's abchealthsolutions.biz.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Boston. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Back Bay Event Center in Boston on Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now. 1-800-654-5126 or visit hayhouseevents.com.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Sabbath is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631. That's 415-328-2631. Or visit leadershipsoulcoach.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more about us, check us out on our website, www.drpatshow.com. That's DR. PatShow.com. You know, you're going to see Robert's name on the homepage. You'll be able to click on and look at his profile page. There'll be a link there from our website to his website, which is www.ohotto.com, O-H-O-T-T-O.com. Lots of information on his website. His book, I believe, is pretty much available anywhere. And, you know, it's going to appear on our homepage as well. And so we have opened up the phone lines, Robert. I want to thank you for joining us here today. We've got a great, great group of listeners ready to speak with you. And so did I get all of that information correct for you?
You did, yeah. And the only thing I would ask you is for any listeners just to focus, because we only have short time here, what some guidance for you by asking a question, a real specific question you want some guidance on. It'll help me tune in.
Okay, so good. For our callers that called in, get your question ready, Benny.
That's right, folks. One specific question, and then we'll move on to the next caller. It'll be easy, simple, easy, and squeezy. All
yeah.
right. Lynn from Calgary, Alberta, Canada is calling in. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome to the show. Let me connect you with Robert.
Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for taking the call. I'm really excited.
Excellent. What's your question?
My question is, I see that you've obviously educated yourself in many ways. I've just come back into spirituality, being away from it for a lifetime, and I'm overwhelmed with where to start. There's so much good information out there. I don't have enough time. I've got a backed up library of books that I've been buying. You know, I'm excited. I'd like to read your book, but I mean, there's so many books that I've already bought. What would you recommend? How did you know where to start?
Well, you want to go with what you're drawn to the most. You have to go with what your passion is the most. And, you know, because I'm looking at you and reading you at the same time, I can tap into some of your archetypes. You definitely have that student-teacher polarity inside of you that need to really absorb a lot of information. But here's the thing. This is what I really want you to think about. I want you to think about things that are practically usable. It's really important for you in this lifetime that you make sure that whatever you do get engaged with can have some application and real use. And I think actually support you in some way. And one of the drives in this your contract is to network people to information. So you want to be engaged in a path where and learning things that actually I think have some real practical use and ground. You know, there is so much out there, and a lot of it is great philosophy. But what if it can actually be used in the world, you know, and make a real difference in the world? And I feel your soul really came into this life to not just learn to learn, but learn to actually get engaged with other people. So when you're picking up a book, maybe you should ask yourself, you know, is this really going to be usable in some form or fashion? And you want to follow your passion. I mean, your passion is your own intuitive guidance at its finest, and it's going to guide you to what it is that you're here to do. And most people think you need a vision or some sort of outer body experience to find purpose. It's really actually more basic. It's what you're drawn toward, what you also happen to have innate skills with as well. So those would be some great starting points in terms of looking at your library and going, well, what really calls to you? You have a really strong healer archetype as well, so I'd like to see you kind of keep it around the healing arts. Engage with that as well. I mean, that's a really big... You're a Pisces, so, you know, part of the journey is about spirituality. And I think anything that deals with being a spiritual director, you know, helping people kind of get a sense of the order and purpose of their life would be also very useful for you.
Oh, well, wonderful. I appreciate that, Robert, and thanks for taking the call.
You're very welcome.
Hey, thank you, Lynn. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, Benny, Boy, we're sizzling today.
Sizzling.
We're sizzling.
We're thicker than
you
bacon.
Know, put those two words together, juicy and sizzling.
You gotta stop making me hungry. Galadriel might be hungry because it's around lunchtime, too, over here in Anacortes, Washington. So, Galadriel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Galadriel.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite elves from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I love that. So, what's your question?
I seem to frequently give away my power. Is that my archetype?
Yeah, I'm going to jump on in because I got you right now. You came into this world. I mean, you came in wired a certain way. Some of us show up with certain wiring, and that's the only way I can language it. But you came in extra sensitive. You are one of those people that a lot of times we call sensitive. You absorb energy from your environment very easily. And in fact, when you were growing up, you were constantly taking in energy from your family. And I think actually, in a way, thinking a lot of things were your fault a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Because you were always feeling the energy, right? That put you in a role with your family of being a mediator a lot of the time as well, and also a rescuer and caretaker. And I think you actually, in many regards, mothered your own mother. So continuing on the line here, what you really have to develop, this is part of your Virgo destiny, your Virgo, is discernment about the energy you're letting in and whether or not it's even your own psychic property. You are we're not taught this. This is the issue in culture. We're not taught how to be when we're this open like you are. But it's very real that you lose the property line and people, all of a sudden their energy starts coming into you and you can't tell the difference if it's your mood or their mood or whatever. And of course, the first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to make someone feel better. Why? Because you're feeling what they feel. And so if they feel better, you're going to feel better. But the issue with that is you cannot be self-directed when you're wired like that and you have to really rewire through conscious awareness. It's really about coming into, a ritualistic way for you to ground yourself every day. Nature is really good for you. Getting out and being in nature is really a big key. And, you have a strong healer as well. And it's really learning how to work with emotions in a different way because you're very psychic. You're very open to emotional energy.
Yep.
So I hope that's helpful.
Oh, it is. Thank you so much, because I've been stuck in other people's energy for so long that I can't tell where I begin and they end.
That's right. You can't at all. And I think it's really key for you to, part of your ego development, getting into a strong sense of self, demands that you begin to recognize when your boundaries are being unconsciously violated or when you're actually allowing them to be violated and when you're rescuing and enabling someone. And the issue is that when you do that, you're not allowing someone else to really grow up for themselves. You carry a lot of people's emotional stuff. And I think actually when you were younger, that was one of the ways you thought you got validation. So you have to...
Yeah.
Shift the way you get validation now.
Oh, bless you.
Breathe.
Thank you so much.
Don't you love Robert? Don't you love him?
I do love Robert.
I know.
Oh, thank you.
I know.
You're welcome, Galadriel. My pleasure. You were very easy to read.
Thanks. Very
easy.
Bye.
Oh, wow, I love this. This is so cool, Robert. I told you would love our listeners. They are the best. Benny's going to have to pop
really
up.
Great. And like, when I looked at her and got into her interview right away, I knew the question she was going to ask me. I'm like, I know what you're going to ask me. Yeah, that was very easy.
Uh-oh,
yeah.
Benny, he's getting into the deeper level of who we are.
Don't do it, Robert. Don't do it.
We have got another caller.
We do.
Okay.
All right, let's take on Janelle. Janelle's calling in from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, Janelle, welcome to the show.
Hey,
Janelle.
Hi. You know what? I think I'm an hour off with my birth time.
Okay. So, what time do you want it to be?
Your birth time.
8:30.
How do you know? What are you getting at?
I called my mom.
Okay.
Good.
8:30 p.m.
Yes.
Jersey City, right?
Yes.
Cool.
8:30 p.m. Let me just change that real quick. All right. So, what's your question?
Well, my question is. I feel like I'm stuck, that my career is mirroring how my family was. Mm-hmm. Very just giving myself away and not really getting anything. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm in a venture possibility of real estate, and I wanted to know if that's good. I guess I'm trying to get stuck out of this, kind of like the last caller. I feel like I'm stuck in this mud, and I keep mirroring. I'm still vibrating to the energy of my family that I guess chose to be birthed in.
I get hits that fast, so I got to kind of start talking. Your family didn't really allow you to have, I don't think they empowered in you to develop in your own individuality. I think that they kind of like you to be tribal with them and kind of not really leave the nest, so to speak, certainly psychologically. So part of the journey here is learning how to break that and start to find a new center of gravity of security for yourself, and also realize that, you know, you have a contract with your family, and part of it is your parents, I think your family overall, is resistant to your forging forward into yourself because it will mirror back to them what they haven't done for themselves, you know, and it's this way of
teaching
everybody.
Oh, God, that's excellent.
So what I think is going on here is, it's interesting you're talking about real estate, because real estate represents home, security, land, you know, and what we build a sense of safety with. And I think symbolically that's what you're really wanting, and that's why you're kind of drawn into that area, because you're seeking to get a new foundation for your life that would be symbolically separate from the tribal origins you come from, your family in this life. It's really, you know, your sun in Aries, and I really feel like there was some real strictness in your upbringing, and I feel like part of your journey is breaking through that anchor or that inertia and really launching into your own individual path. It's really a big key. One of the ways that'll help you get there, though, is to understand the shadow in people, and that's kind of what I'm talking about with your family. There's a shadow process here where they kind of want to keep you unconscious so that you don't challenge their unconsciousness, and that's one of the, your Scorpio ascendant really asks of you, hey, you got to learn to understand the psychology and deeper aspects of people and what drives them unconsciously. That's the shadow. And once you get more versed in that, that's going to open your spirituality. That's going to then feed into your individual path. And then the calling, I think, that you're really destined for is going to start to really come in. I got to be honest, I'm not feeling real estate for you. It doesn't feel right to me. I think that's actually, in some ways, perhaps, a way of you trying to get out of the past. But I would stay open, stay fluid and open, because there's a lot more changes. You're also really completely revolutionizing your values. I mean, I feel like you've been, and your whole perceptions have been this last year and a half, blown open. And it's all about your own self and expressing yourself and creatively getting engaged with yourself. Very dynamic time in your life.
Well. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Wow. Thank you, Janelle. Thank you so much. Let's take a short break. Wow, that was so totally awesome. When we come back, we'll be talking with Robert Ojado about his book. And I want to mention to everyone that you can get this book pretty much everywhere. Transforming Fate into Destiny, a new dialogue with the soul. If I were going to speak to my soul, what would I say and how would I say it? Well, I'm going to find out from Robert when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Next thing you know, shawty got low. Them baggy sweatpants and the Reeboks with the strand.
Make love with food and lose weight. Join Master Result Coach Alfonso DeRose at Stargazer Bookstore in Bellevue on Friday, April 18th at 7 p.m. The key to maintaining your health and weight isn't in any diet. It's within yourself and your mind. Visit TakeYourRisk.com. Find out about Thinformation, the weight loss method that will eradicate your overweight issues in the depths of your mind. Visit TakeYourRisk.com.
Have you seen the movie The Secret and heard what they say about the law of attraction?
Seen it. At my church, the Center for Spiritual Living, we teach it. It's no secret to us. Hey, join me Sunday. You can hear Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis. She really has helped me create a life I never thought was possible.
I think I will. I've noticed big changes in your life since you've been going there. It sounds like a place for me. Where are they?
The Center for Spiritual Living is just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way. Three Sunday services. Go online at spiritualliving.org. The Center for Spiritual Living, honoring all paths to God.
Getting healthy and staying healthy just got easier. Frequency, made with marine phytoplankton, is taking the world by storm. This live, raw, gluten-free whole food liquid combines the best of land and sea. It raises your vibration and nourishes your body at the cellular level. It eliminates the need to take a handful of pills and is 90 to 99% absorbable. No chemical preservatives or artificial vitamins. See for yourself at wholefoodliquid.com. The more you learn about nutrition and self-health care, the more you'll appreciate Frequency. Find out more by calling 877-428-7379 or visit wholefoodliquid.com. Be among the first 75 to call and receive your free one-ounce sample. That's 877-428-7379. A portion of every purchase of Frequency is donated to environmental marine research and development.
There is within you a power so great that you discover in the one command. This revolutionary new book is taking thousands to success in moments. The one command stops your negative thoughts in their tracks. In this teaching, you are able to reach naturally and easily into the deepest levels of yourself and make remarkable changes in your life. Go to CommandingWealth.com and start your new, rich future now. Order the one command at CommandingWealth.com.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Let me talk.
Let it rain.
Let me talk.
I gotta stop dancing. I worked up a sweat right there, Benny. Wow. Mm. I'll tell you. Gotta get Robert back on the show.
Apple bottom.
Wow. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Robert Ojado joining us here today. We're totally jazzed. You know, if you want to find out more about him, he's got a great website. Lots of information. You'll get to check out his consultations, what it's like to have a consult with him. Also, he can read your child's chart, which I love, business consultations. So there's lots here. There are questions you could look at, pricing, the whole deal. If you go to www.ohado.com, which is OHOTTO.com. Robert Ojado is my guest today. His book, we've been talking about it, and, you know, it's kind of the basis for the work he does. But more importantly, the way that I see this is how can each of us know that we can be fully empowered to transform ourselves from fate into destiny? His book is Transforming Fate into Destiny. It is a new dialogue with your soul. And, you know, Robert, I wanted to talk with you about that. Is there any other information you want to give out for folks?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that you can do is sort of simple to in your day understand where you are in fate and destiny is I have a chapter where I talk about the voice of fate versus the voice of destiny and how they show up in our minds, you know, when we're living our lives, we're going through our lives. So the voice of fate would come through and kind of speak through your fears, speak through your past, speak through your conditioning from your family, speak through, you know, your regrets. And it's going to always kind of say, you can't do that, you can't do that. One thing to realize about destiny is destiny equals risk. Destiny equals adventure, going into the mystery of yourself. So destiny will say a different thing like, hey, of course you can do this. Like, so if you wanted to go back to school and you're in your 50s and, you know, the voice of fate would say, oh, you're too old. What are you thinking? You're going to be with all these young people. You're going to look like an idiot. The voice of destiny says, what are you thinking? You might live to be 100. Get going. I mean, you know, you could have a PhD in 4 years. You know, get on it.
This oh, my God. Look at my chart, dude, or what?
So the point is, you know, sitting with yourself every day and checking in with what voice are you listening to? Because if you listen to the voice of fate, if you make choices out of the voice of fate, what you do is you fate yourself. And I call it self-fate. You create your own obstacles, and the universe sends you, through synchronicity, more and more challenges because you're not doing your purpose, doing your being, you know. And destiny, everyone has, absolutely, I believe this wholeheartedly, because this universe is so immaculately designed. I mean, that's what working with astrology has taught me and working with all these people intuitively has taught me. There's such an amazing design to this life that we each have a unique calling in it. And so for another thing, like, don't think just because someone else is doing it that you can't do it too. You can only do it your way. So, you know, if someone thinks, well, I can't be a cook because I have my own cooking show because I'll never be Martha Stewart, why bother? Well, of course you won't be Martha Stewart. You'll be you. And only you can bring forward something unique that will serve others. And so you got to do it. go for it, you know. And I say, live your life that way. Life is a heroic journey of adventure, and you know, destiny is vitalizing. It's scary, but you know you're alive.
You know, and I love that. That's what I love about what your message is about, Robert, and also about what your book is about. You know, when you started to look at your life, can you point to a place where you said, you know, I'm totally not living from a place of, you know, being victorious, of juiciness. I'm at this place where I know I have to make a decision about the direction I need to go. And, you know, can you point to one of these, you know, tipping points in your life? And what was that like?
Yeah, there's been numerous ones. and there's still some around. I always feel like it's never done. But I hit a bottom. Actually, it's a really interesting story. I hit a bottom and confronted my own fate when I first started doing this work professionally around 24 years old. I started really young. I kind of fell flat on my face initially. And I was really mad at God and mad at the universe and thought, you know, I was guided to this path. Why am I not, why aren't things working? And coincidentally, this is when I was living in Seattle. So I had to kind of pull myself up and say, you know what, I don't know all the reasons why I need to mature myself. And then I moved back to where I was living before that, which was Minneapolis. And little did I know what the universe had in store was, you know, the death of my father and some other events as well. And then you look back and you go, gosh, you know, it just wasn't the right time. If I could only have released my ego's grasping at that time and just surrendered to the maturation of my own psyche that was trying to happen and my own character that was trying to happen. Back then, you know, I would have been a happier guy. And I think that that's sometimes what we have to realize is, are we getting fated redirections? Or are we getting creative obstacles? Fated redirections are going to point you to a whole completely different path and say, not this way, that way. Creative obstacles are going to say, just get over me. And in the process of surmounting me, you're going to develop something you need that's integral to your future destiny. So, you know, I think those points come for all of us. I call it the dark night of the ego. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I don't call it the dark night of the soul is because I think it's the ego that goes through the fear, the ego, self-concept that goes through all this restructuring. The soul, I mean, I always thought, what's going to be scary for your soul? I mean, the part of your consciousness that knows you don't die, that you reincarnate, that, you know, all these things that we can talk about in terms of the soul, and that knows it's divine. I mean, it's our ego that says, oh, but I got to survive. I got to survive. And I've got to then, you know, control, not trust. And we all go through those dark nights. They're a maturation process of transformation and change, and they'll always be waiting around the next corner, you know. And how we flow with them is really what determines, I think, how easily we can transform.
I love that. What you just said clarified a ton for me. Because I've never heard anyone talk about it like that, Robert, because I think we're so used to the term dark night of the soul.
I think
there's some real confusion about the dark night of the soul and what you brilliantly just said about the dark night of the ego.
That's what I call it in the book, is the dark night of the ego, because I think that it's the who you think you are, who I think I am, that's getting challenged, and it's not the soul. I think the soul does transform through the dark night of the ego. It transforms in that it allows a new mystery of it to surface into your ego. And a new part of you becomes a creative ally, whereas before it may have been stuck in your unconscious, in your shadow, and sabotaged you. Now it can emerge and say, I want to help you create your destiny now. And we have to get our old self-concept out of the way. And the first thing we want to do is go back to the old self to try to fix how we feel. But it's the old self that got us there in the first place. So you have to have a stage of being in between. You have to be able to just be and not know who you are in that moment and not be grasping for your old self, because the old self won't be usable for the soul to where you're headed next. And you have to have that in-between. That's the dark night. It's the in-between.
I love that. You know, Robert, thank you so much for joining us here today.
My pleasure.
I mean, it's just a fabulous, fabulous conversation. I'm so looking forward to having you on the show again. For those of you that want to find out more information, you can go to Robert's website, which is ohado.com, and for more information about his radio shows, there's information there, consultations, lots of information there, information on how to get the book. It's available everywhere. And we'll be letting you know when he's going to be joining us again. I think it's going to be on the BBS Radio Hour, and lots more fun with him. Robert, what's your personal message for our listeners today?
Just know that one thing I want everyone to realize, that we do have a purpose. I think we all get really confused that we don't, and everyone really does. You have a unique calling, a unique destiny, and remember that that calling and destiny is actually going to always connect to everyone else through service. you know, serve each other and trust and follow your passion.
I love that. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a lot of fun.
What a fabulous, fabulous show. Thank you, Jackie, for joining us. Thank you all for joining us last night at the event. Benny, thank you again for a fabulous show, a wonderful day, and being my friend. Until tomorrow, everyone, we'll be right back here. Step out into the world, hold your head up high, and know that you are loved and blessed. We'll see you tomorrow.